From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All kinds of guests for you today on ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams with you. We're going to have Jeremy Bannister. He's the lead pastor at Heights Christian Church, talking about the Worldview Matters Conference. It's coming up October 26th. We'll have Mary Perdue for 20 minutes, about 1:20. She's with Johnny and Friends, talking about what's happening around the world and how Johnny and Friends is helping people with disabilities. Becky Harada with Beyond Borders. She is the founder of that organization, and Toya Kaplan for the One Minute. They're going to be talking about a conference they're putting together for preventing sex trafficking. So lots of diversity today on the program. First is Jeremy Bannister. Pastor Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So a worldview matters?
Yes, just a little bit, right?
So. Well, but you would almost think that using your brain in today's society is frowned upon.
Well, yes, but the problem with the idea of a Worldview Matters conference like what we're doing right now is many of us don't realize that different worldviews are being pushed upon us. We are so used to hearing things from the media, hearing things from movies and TV, that we don't realize that just the things that they're talking about, the way that they're talking about it, has a different foundation than that of what we believe in the Word of God. And it catches people off guard.
And let me mention a couple people that'll be speaking. So yourself, you're the lead pastor at Heights Christian Church. Melissa Doherty, Melissa Doherty Podcast. She's well known in that genre for talking about the Bible and truth. Monique Dusen, she's going to be, she's with the Center for Bible Unity and All Things Podcast, and then Krista Bontrager. So tell us a little bit about those guests and what you're hoping to hear from them.
Well, Krista and Monique are part of a duo that do the Center for Biblical Unity, and we're very happy to have them there because they're kind of on the leading edge of talking about some of the most important issues that are facing us as Christians today. They talk about race relations. They talk about justice. They talk about things like the sexual revolution and how that's impacted everything around us. And they'll be talking about this at this conference as well. So I'm really looking forward to hearing their interaction and their story. They actually just came out with a new book that dropped today. So,
oh, nice. That,
yes. And so I believe it's called Walking in Unity. And so that'll be available for people at the conference as well. So it'd be awesome to be able to.
So if people are interested in the Worldview Matters Conference that happens Saturday, October 26th, 8 a.m. to 5, how do you register?
You can go to our website, heightschristian.org. On the homepage there, there's a slide that will show the Worldview Matters Conference. You click on that slide, and it takes you straight to the registration page. You can find out all your information there. If you're an individual, it's $50. If you're a couple, it's $75. We try to make it easy for families to be involved with this.
I like that. Here's a few things that I thought were interesting that we put together to kind of highlight, meaning really following along with what you said, that sometimes we don't understand what's being perpetuated upon us. For example, how many genders are there?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask today. It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Because there'll be some who say there's an infinite number of genders, and you can change your gender, you know, based upon how you feel on any certain day or time.
Yeah.
And so how did we get to this place? Because I think most of us would say that's crazy, and yet we're starting to hear that normalized.
But Jeremy, I want to make sure I emphasize something for people that maybe even are indoctrinating into this way of thinking. There's two genders. There's men and women.
That's correct.
And that's how God created them. Now, I want you to know that I know that there's a lot of people that think differently. We as Christians are to be kind, be ready to give an answer to them in kindness and humility, right?
That's correct.
And sometimes we don't do that very well.
And we don't do that very well oftentimes because we know something's wrong, but we don't know how to express it. We don't know how to talk about that. I remember doing things with our youth group at the time, and I would throw out things like that that would just drive them crazy. I would show them a video that would be totally wrong, and their first initial reaction would be to get extremely mad. And it's understandable. And why would they get mad? Because they knew it wasn't right, but they didn't know how to talk to somebody who had that worldview and to be able to say why it wasn't right. How could you have a disagreement with it? And so what we're seeing more and more in our country and even among us as Christians is because we don't know how to interact with this on a biblical basis. Our default reaction is to get upset. That's why I'm very excited about bringing this conference here, because this is what we want to do. We want to help leaders and people who are saying, I want to know more about these subjects, to both identify, you know, what is different about it and biblically be able to converse with people with that different worldview so that we can share the truth of Jesus Christ with them.
Good segue into this question. Is disagreement, if we disagree with someone, does that equal oppression?
Well, isn't that a funny thing to say? And yet we see the idea of questioning somebody because we have compartmentalized this idea of truth. There's no longer a capital T truth that is good as far as the world is concerned. Obviously, as Christians, our truth is found in the Word of God and the person of Jesus Christ. But what we see out in the world right now, there's not such a thing as a capital T truth. There's a small t. There's my truth. And therefore, when you disagree with me, it's not seen as a, you're disagreeing with a certain amount of information. You're disagreeing with my premise. You're disagreeing with myself is what it comes down to. And that personal attachment to the positions that we have and detaching it from truth, but putting it, our truth to our feelings, has made any type of conversations that we have with other people who disagree with us being seen as exactly like that, as oppressive.
Jeremy Bannister is the lead pastor at Heights Christian Church. They have the Worldview Matters Conference coming up Saturday, October 26th from 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. You can register by going to heightschristian.org. Again, all the information is available there. And if people reach out, I'm thinking of something. Not only would I like to know how to have the answers to the questions we've already talked about today, but I also think that parents might want their seniors in high school or their freshmen in college to have those answers. Are they able to go to the conference as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. I think that it would be great if parents brought their high school kids to be a part of this. A lot of them are dealing with these things in the schools. And if they're in public school right now, they see it there in varying degrees, depending upon which school you're at and what's going on. How do you talk about these issues? I remember, because I have been a youth pastor for over 20 years, and I remember when I first came on at Heights as a youth pastor, the biggest question we dealt with was evolution at the very beginning. Evolution was kind of pushed in every area, and that idea of evolution that me and the kids would talk about, they would find that in all of their courses. It wouldn't just be in their science course. It would be found in their literature course and their math course. And now it's not as much the evolutionary thing, not that that isn't still there, but it's all of these other identities, whether we're talking about sexual identity and sexual freedom that kids can have, the genders that are out there. It's not necessarily that everybody believes those things, but enough is a surrounding with them that they're having friends identify as these things. And how do I deal with friends who are saying that they are, you know, they feel like a woman today, or they don't feel like that there's only two genders and that they identify as one of these other quasi-genders that have been invented by our society? How do they deal with those things? So I think it'd be very important for kids to be a part of that, and parents with their children, so that they can be there to walk them through the things that maybe they don't fully understand.
I almost get the sense that many of us don't even listen. We immediately say, okay, we disagree, and then we stop listening. And that's not the way we should be reacting, is it?
No, because you have to be able to listen to somebody to understand what their worldview is. Just hearing that they're different than you doesn't tell you where they are where they're grounding their thinking in. It's faulty thinking. It's not right. But not understanding where they're coming from means that I don't have any way of leading them to the right solution in Jesus Christ. I could be saying something totally different than what their need is because I've misdiagnosed where they're coming from.
I was thinking about Scripture teaches that it is the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, God, Jesus Christ himself, before he was crucified on the cross, could have thrown out a few lightning bolts and scared us all into thinking whatever he wanted us to think. But the point of his sacrifice on the cross and his atoning for our sins was the ultimate display of love. And that's ultimately what we're supposed to be learning as Christians. Yet I look at politics, I look at, you know, the discussion we're having now, and I have in my mind so many people are upset because they disagree with wokeism and all of these other movements that are out there. And instead of attacking it, I shouldn't say attack, that's another, you know, overly aggressive term. Instead of addressing it in love and in truth, and I don't mean sugarcoat.
Right.
But you can do things. I heard this said, and I'm a violator of this as well. You can be right in your point, but wrong at the top of your voice. So tone matters.
It does. And yet at the same time, I think we have to be careful as Christians, because I think sometimes I agree totally with you that we need to be loving and truthful. And I think we need to make sure that loving and truthful doesn't come across only as nice tones, because it isn't always nice tones.
Right.
We look at Jesus, and I point this out many times to our congregation. We look at Jesus in Matthew 23. We have the woe passages. Those are very strong passages of Scripture. Mm-hmm. And we have to ask ourselves, did Jesus love the people he is warning very strongly in those passages? I believe he loved them tremendously, but he knew at that moment what they needed was not a gentle hand saying everything's going to be all right, but needed to be waken up from the understanding that they're in a dire situation and he's their only hope.
Well, there's no doubt that we need discipline.
Absolutely.
Many times. Absolutely. I mean, I know that's true for me. And my favorite scripture is Hebrews 12:11. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening.
That's correct.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people will say unkind. Painful doesn't mean unkind. It just means you have conviction. You've realized you've done the wrong thing. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. I like the NASB version. Discipline is never pleasant, but it yields for those who train by it the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
That's correct.
And when I say peaceful, gosh, people don't even realize what peace is anymore, do they?
No, because they've equated peace with passivity, with a lack of conflict. Mm. A lack of conflict is not necessarily peaceful.
Yes.
If you get into an argument with your wife and you don't resolve it, you may have quiet in the house, but you have no peace.
Wow. Well, that's a powerful analogy. I should say this. There's somebody right now, I can just tell you, that is in an argument with their spouse. And right now they're thinking, oh, these guys are getting on my case. No, we're not. That just means time for you to take some action. God wants you. He's going to work through you to express forgiveness, to speak the truth to your spouse. And your spouse, if they're listening, they need to. And so this worldview matters conference is going to be clarifying for a lot of people.
That's our hope. Our hope, honestly, is to draw people back to the foundation of truth that's found in the Word of God. You know, where is the ultimate source of truth? It's actually found in the Word of God. And what happens is, as we've drifted away from that, things become muddy. They become less clear. And I had my son. We went to B-Dubs, and we were having my son was in fifth grade at the time, and we were having just a great time eating wings and looking at a ball game on television. And my son, I talked to him. I was like, look at this great game up there. Can you see the score? We're crushing them. And he's like that. Yeah, I can't see. I can't see the score. And what was so funny was this is how we found out our son needed glasses.
That's so funny.
Because he couldn't see the score. Not the small little script. It was like the big, you know, thing at the bottom of the screen. He couldn't see it at all. I'm like, you can't read that at all. And he was in school at the time. And I'm like, so you're going to school and you can't see.
Yeah.
How are you making do? And he said something that has stood with me forever. As number one, as a parent, you're like, what kind of parent am I? You know, on that end of things. But, you know, when it stood with me forever. He's like, I just assumed everybody saw this way.
Oh.
I mean, what do you expect? He's 10 years old, you know, he's in the fifth grade and everybody else is seeing certain things. And he thinks that the world is seen just as he sees it, really fuzzy, and he can't see very well. You know, so for him, the glasses got him back to reality. And I liken worldview to that. Worldview is a matter of us seeing fuzzily, and the scriptures bring us back to clarity. And we need to be living in the scriptures. It's Spurgeon who talked about we need to visit many books, but live in the scriptures. And the truth of the matter is, we don't do that as a Christian society, as a Christian people in general. And that's why this fuzziness exists, is we spend a lot of time on social media, watching television, reading maybe even good books. We read a lot of different things that are out there, looking at the news, oh my goodness, you know. And all of those things have a differing worldview than the Bible. And if we're not sure in our worldview, then we get swept up into those things and things become blurry.
Amazing. Jeremy Bannister is the lead pastor at Heights Christian Church. They are inviting you to their Worldview Matters Conference Saturday, October 6th, 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. You can register at heightschristian.org. Fee is nominal, and you're going to learn a lot. You have some very special speakers, and you're going to get a chance to be able to understand how to answer these questions, just the few that we've asked in the 20 minutes that we've had together. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. And we need to do this more frequently, by the way. And I've said that to you when we were not on the air yet. Hey, we're going to be back with Mary Perdue with Johnny and Friends. Jeremy's going to be leaving us now. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.